Hello, and welcome to the Dialogue on Dialogue podcast. In 1956, Earl Nightingale recorded The Strangest Secret, launching a new era in self-improvement. Over his lifetime, he created thousands of radio and audio programs exploring success, purpose, and meaning. This project is my personal reflection on those ideas, what they meant then, and how they apply now, as I work to put them into practice and invite you to come along for the ride.
Episode 58, Risks. As Earl Nightingale reminds us, people don't need to be educated nearly as much as they need to be reminded. This series is about remembering the truths we probably already know and learning how to live them. This week's episodes are brought to you by Kevin's Emotional Trauma Outreach, or KETO, Support Network. Hello. I'm here today to talk to you about something very serious, your health and your well-being. You've been told that you need to exercise, eat a healthy diet, maybe even explore a vegan lifestyle. And here's the truly frightening part of this all too common prescription for health and longevity. You did it. You are one of the infinitesimal percentage of people who actually followed the advice. You exercise regularly. You avoid drugs and alcohol. You maintain a healthy weight. You live a vegan lifestyle. And now you're paying for it because your old jackass college roommates remember you as the guy who passed out with a bottle of Tanqueray in one hand and a bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken in the other. And now, in your 30s, 40s, and 50s, they mock you relentlessly in group chats, tailgates, weddings, anywhere joy once existed. Does this sound like you? Well, you're not alone. Join Kevin's KETO Support Network. During counseling and group sessions, Kevin and his team of buff bros will listen to all of the deeply hurtful things your friends have said. He'll offer guidance, support, and the best gosh darn tofurkey sausage option and near beer recommendation for when you inevitably show up at a tailgate. He'll even coach you on what to say when the mocking begins, and it will begin. Phrases like, vegan or not, I'm ready to rock. Powerful, grounding, deeply ineffective, but empowering. And while your friends may continue down a path of fried food and poor decisions, and very possibly, quite possibly, pass away in their early 60s from heart disease or cirrhosis of the liver, you will have decades more, my friend, to process the trauma of what they said to you. Call Kevin today. Join his KETO support network, because living longer means remembering more. This is a satirical ad or an attempt at one. No one is paying me anything for this, although Kevin, you probably should. Today's episode centers on risk. Earl makes it clear. Success and risk sit on opposite sides of the same balance beam. You cannot have one without the other. Any worthwhile endeavor, any attempt to make a dent in the universe, requires stepping into uncertainty. Yes, sometimes people take risks and fail, but Earl reframes even that. Being broke is temporary. Being poor is a state of mind. if something doesn't work out, what it means is determined by how you interpret it. A setback can either confirm fear or strengthen resolve. And here's one of Earl's most practical observations. Taking risks is not as risky as people think. Why? Because so few people are willing to take them. There is very little competition in that space. When we look at someone successful and say, they're so lucky, we rarely see the preparation, long hours, study, courage, and calculated risks behind that so-called luck. Calculated risk combined with preparation is one of the most powerful tools for success. Earl zooms out to a bigger perspective. Life, he says, is a short stay between two bookends of mystery. Given that reality, why not give it everything you have? Learn new things. Meet new people. Go to new places. New experiences create new ideas. New ideas create new connections. New connections create new opportunities. The only real tragedy is not failure, it's underliving. Earl references Willie Loman from Death of a Salesman, whose mantra was, "It's important to be well-liked." Earl calls this childish thinking. Those in the top 5% of their field are not there because they chased popularity. They are there because they followed their own path, even when it was unpopular. Successful people are independent thinkers. And interestingly, once they reached high levels of success, they rarely feel finished. They continue to grow and stretch and pursue new goals. Risk-taking doesn't stop once you succeed. It becomes part of your identity. Earl then draws a sharp contrast between losers who blame others. Instead of accepting responsibility, they point to people, systems, groups, or circumstances as the cause of their failures. Over time, this mindset becomes an identity. They become the problem. They become the excuse. And once you go down that road, it's hard to stop. But Earl reminds us of something empowering. You can stop at any time. You can take responsibility for your weakness, failures, and shortcomings. You are responsible for your own success and your own failure. He reinforces this with Shakespeare's timeless advice. This above all, to thine own self be true, and it must follow as night the day. Thou canst not then be false to any man. Personal responsibility is the foundation of real freedom. Earl closes with a powerful connection between risk and energy. Energy follows desire. When you have a worthy goal, something that genuinely matters to you, the energy to pursue it emerges naturally. Motivation isn't something you force. It flows from purpose. Continue learning. Continue sharing. Continue striving. When you do, you won't fall into long stretches of dullness or drift. You'll move forward with enthusiasm because your desire is pulling you ahead. Episode 58 leaves us with a challenge. Risk is not reckless, it's required. Responsibility is not heavy, it's freeing. Energy is not random, it follows desire. And the greatest risk of all might be living cautiously enough to avoid failure, but small enough to avoid greatness. Until next time, remember, the answers are older than we are and just as relevant today.